This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's nice out, sort of.
Yeah.
I have some clouds, killer day here. Oh, are you? What did you say? You have a good day?
I have a killer day here. It's beautiful. Absolutely
beautiful.
Hoping
it stays like this, yeah. Some fluffy clouds.
Rain on the way, though, this weekend.
Yep, that's what they're saying. Except in Millbrae, of course, where it'll be 75 and sunny. Lucky.
Nah, it won't be, I'm sure. Commiserate with you guys.
It's 7:06, and this look at the Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. Need a little pick-me-up on a Saturday morning? Guess what? We're here for you. Tune into our morning special, Saturday morning special. You can catch our best clips from the week and beyond. And to answer your question, no, that's not also a podcast. It's from we take it from that week's shows. So you've already, if you subscribe to the podcast, you've already got it. Maybe people just want that. And I'll just take their best of.
The best way to do is just wake up on Saturday and listen.
Yeah, that would probably be the best thing, you know. Get your ass up at 6 a.m. on Saturday. Come on, you can do it.
We demand convenience, Bryn.
Well,
this whole, you know, appointment watching or listening, that's just...
It's a thing of the past.
It's like unforgivable.
Mindset.
Like, what are you asking of me? You need me to be at a certain place and no.
Pshaw.
You make it available.
All right. You got
I'm just speaking for the people. I don't know what to say. It does seem like we're like that now, aren't we?
We certainly are. Yeah.
I want it on demand. And I want to be able to pause it and walk away from it and come back to
right.
it.
Right. Hello.
Elon Musk is in the news today.
All right.
I must have missed the thing where he said, I'm not going to own any houses anymore.
Oh.
It's a thing he said last year. And he's well on his way to ridding himself of every single house he owns. It would streamline things quite a bit. I'm sure when you've got 10 houses, you got to have a staff for each of the 10 houses. I mean, look, pipes freeze. Maybe some of them aren't in cold places. Maybe those ones are a little easier to maintain. I don't know. But it seems like when you got houses all over the place, you've got someone's got to come flush the toilets and dust, I guess, unless you're constantly on the move. He has decided he's making an effort to own no house. And he's only got $35 million left to go. That's the one that's left is in Hillsdale. He said in May of 2020, and listen, there was a lot going on in May of 2020, so maybe that's how I missed this. Elon Musk said he would sell basically all his assets. An ambitious goal for a guy who's worth, at the time he had only $114 million in real estate. Now he only has 35. And what's he worth now? Almost $200 billion.
I think that you do. Look, I've seen people with collections. I've had collections. They end up owning you. And if you collect houses, then that's another example of something where you have too much. Like, you probably find yourself going, I've got to get to the house in Montana because I haven't been there in 3 years.
Right.
Or let's get rid of that thing.
Yeah. Or rent
it
at least. Let's at least have someone live in there and, you know, taking care of it.
Right, right. Yeah, that just seems like I can see that being a thing where you find yourself going, you know what? There's not enough time in my life to get to all these places I would love to live.
Right. I guess I could do a year at a time in each one, but then there I am. So, and he accrued a lot of land down in L.A., like a bunch of adjacent lots with houses on them, and he bought them for the privacy factor that it would, just to make it sort of a larger lot. That was one of the biggest sales. Anyway, he said, I am selling almost all physical possessions, will own no house. His portfolio of houses was centralized in Los Angeles. So the one house in California, in Northern California, Hillsdale, I believe, is still on the market. That's a mere $35 million. Most of his sales have made very slim profits compared to what he originally bought them for. But a few of the slam dunk sales have brought the property profits to about $19.5 million so far. So he's, don't worry about him. It's going to be fine.
Hillsdale's the hillside above Burlingame, right?
Let me see if I can find, you know what, honestly, they
or,
they've
or am I thinking
down.
Of Hillsborough?
Maybe.
Oh, you're thinking of, yeah. Hillsborough.
And you know what?
That place is baller.
Let me see what he says.
Hillsdale? Where the heck is Hillsdale?
Maybe
I was thinking about Hillsdale Shopping Center.
Yeah, that's San Mateo, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's where I used to live.
But Hillsborough, I actually ride my bike around there sometimes. Like, I'll ride from here to there, just peep the homes. Like, oh my God, these
houses. Yeah, Hillsborough's killer.
Ridiculous.
That whole area, I love that part of the peninsula.
It is in Hillsborough. It's Hillsborough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Hillsdale, I must be thinking of the mall. That one is, it's a spectacular looking place. Of course it is. He wants $35 million for it and probably can get it. They're saying it's halfway between San Francisco and San Jose. It's beautiful. Actually, it's one of the better ones. He's got a couple in here that are just dogs.
One of those mansions in Hillsdale. Remember when we were on water rationing and they were printing in the paper the places that wouldn't stop watering their... one of the places was in Hillsdale that just
Hillsborough.
Went, Hillsborough, sorry. Right, that was like... I'm confused.
Right.
But that was one of the places where people were just using water and
people were yelling
fines.
At them, and they were standing behind their gate going...
Right.
Double birds.
We got the money for the water. We're going to pay the fine. Yeah. We're good. Leave us be.
We are not letting our whole yard die. It's not happening. It's like the one in the overhead shot. It's the one green spot. So his plan is to sell all the houses, and he's done that in part because of his objections to California's coronavirus related restrictions. He has decided to do this. As you know, he freaked out last year and made everybody work, and he's leaving California for Austin, Texas. If he's renting in Austin, though, it's unclear where he ended up. I don't know if he... I suppose when you're as rich as him, you'd go, I want to rent in this area, find me a house at least this big, get it all dolled up for me, spare no expense. I'm not going to own it. I'm just going to rent it. Okay. And it's also unknown if he lives... I've seen pictures of them in what seems to be a house, and she's... you know, washing the baby in the tub. I don't know if she lives with Grimes is his girlfriend. She just had their baby, I think, 10 months ago. And I don't know if they live together or not. And he hasn't really said anything about it. By the way, he's going to create a new city called Starbase in Texas. That's his plan.
Starbase.
Anyway. Starbase. Starbase, Texas.
Okay.
And he's... he sold $62 million in real estate in December. If you want to see all these houses, and there are fairly extensive photos of all of them, some way better than others. Oy, there's one that sold for $4.6 million. That's just honest to God, it looks like your grandma's house from the 60s. It hasn't been updated. It looks like a piece of junk. Anyway, New York Post has a whole list of these places. So
a piece
that's
of junk for $60 million.
But no, for $4.6 million. That one in particular is $4.6 million. It's just crappy looking. I'm like, all right, must be on the peninsula, because where else could you get $4.6 million for what looks like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house?
Hmm. Is this Hillsborough house the one you're looking at?
That's the one. Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
You know what's funny is on Zillow, it's like only $12 million.
That's what they're estimating. Mm-hmm. That's their Zestimate. Yeah, that one. Maybe he's... Oh, by the way, all of these places he's doing for sale by owner. I guess he says, I have enough lawyers. I pay them enough. I'm not paying somebody a commission. I'll have my lawyers handle.
Oh, that explains
handle the
why.
Thing.
Yeah.
That seems really dumb, but okay.
Well,
he's a smart guy. I'm sure he's smarter than me. So okay. whatever.
I'm sure one of the lawyers in his employ has some idea of how to write up paperwork for selling a house and doing whatever.
God forbid you pay the real estate. What is the 1%? 2%?
No, I think the total commission is usually about 5%. And on a $35 million house, that would be a significant amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Sure, but it also eliminates, well, whatever.
Your headaches. Exactly, Vinny. I'm sure when he says for sale by owner, he means for sale by team of lawyers employed by owner.
Okay.
He's not.
I don't have the brain power to be dealing with all that. I'm happy to hire someone.
I agree. And I really want someone to walk me through the thing. Send me the DocuSigns.
That you trust.
Yes.
And you can just be blind about it and say, just handle it, please. I don't know how.
I love those people.
Yep.
That can get you in trouble, though. You know, just ask people from the NFL who had business managers who took their money.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm not some tycoon selling and buying houses daily. I'm just saying I have someone that's helped me do a couple things and I feel great about not being involved.
It is funny that he's selling, doing for sale by owner because he's Elon Musk the whole time. Like, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Put the plans for Starbase on ice for a second. I gotta deal with this real estate transaction.
I'm sure he has somebody doing it for him.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And maybe he's like trying to be the bank in this scenario. Who knows? Like, I'll finance it too and you can pay me interest and I'll just get, you know. Whatever.
Like he's figure, huh?
Yeah, I mean, some people do that because
he just doesn't want the responsibility of the houses.
Right. Hmm. But he could have income coming in through this too.
Sure.
I'm sure he has some.
He doesn't care about income.
He's a smart man.
Right. He's got it figured out. We're just dummies sitting here wondering.
What do we know?
We're nothing, Jon Snow. David Schwimmer is a friend.
The worst of the friends.
No, he's not the worst. There are no worse friends. I like David.
What are you talking about?
We were on a break.
He's the worst of the friends.
No,
I mean, let's be honest about it.
Stop it.
Okay.
He's not the worst
you
of the
friends. You put the friends in order right now.
Oh, snap. David Schwimmer's for sure last.
He's last. He's absolutely the last person on the friend list of friends.
I refuse to. These are my friends. I'm not putting them in order. I don't do that to my friends. I don't rate
it's
my
like,
friends.
It's like ranking your kids, right?
Yeah, I'm not ranking
no,
my kids.
No, it's not anywhere near like ranking your kids. It's it Friends, is. A TV show from the 90s.
It would have been a very 90s. Different show without any of them. Any one of them would have left. It would have.
That's
it would
fine,
have been,
but who's the worst friend?
Not. It's not David Schwimmer.
Okay, so it's Phoebe.
No, it's not Phoebe. Oh, my God, Phoebe's great. It might be Monica.
Oh.
Monica's the worst friend?
No, I didn't say that. I said it might be. Look, it might be Jen Aniston. It might be Chandler. Okay. It might be Joey.
Hey, did you see that thing about Jen Aniston? It's total clickbait, and I fell for it. They go, when you hear this tick that Jen Aniston has.
I saw this.
Did you listen to it? Yes, she's got a throat clearing tick that is, I never heard it. I didn't either,
but that is part of her delivery, and she does. She'll, well, that's not what I think. Okay. And they put them all together from all these different episodes, and it's astounding. You go, wow, before she says anything, she goes, They even show there's some where they haven't even started rolling yet, and she clearly just clears her throat all the time. It's a thing.
She said in the article I read, apparently she used to smoke, which we all know can cause you any number of throat, lung and mouth issues. So maybe that was it. But
she's phlegmy. She's a phlegmy girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
anyway,
funny.
Back to
that
the
was
story.
A good one.
So David Schwimmer's the worst friend. Go on.
No. We never said that. You were the one who said that. He says the Friends reunion is taping next month. This is the long away. This was supposed to happen like last May. Everyone was all excited. Oh my God, it's going to be a Friends reunion. I don't even know what this is. This just a show where they're all sitting around on a couch talking about their favorite episodes, or are they acting something out? Because
let me ask you something.
I want to know.
Since naming the worst friend is mean, and obviously you don't want to name the best friend.
Rachel.
I think of Jen Aniston.
You do?
Or Chandler.
I was going to say Joey because
I would say Joey too.
No matter what, he's always there without judgment or ridicule. Like, he's just there, and, you know, Jen didn't really start out that strong. She was spoiled.
Yeah.
So, yep. And then Monica, I don't know.
She's so neurotic.
Yeah. And then Phoebe's just in her own little
Phoebe's
world.
Phoebe's great.
I love Phoebe.
I love Phoebe.
Yeah.
Okay, so Phoebe's your best friend.
No. That's why I'm telling you, I can't pick a best one. The show worked because of the six of them. I have spoken.
All right.
All right. So it feels like forever that we've been hearing about this Phantom Friends reunion special. It's been delayed multiple times due to COVID-19. It is still on, and David Schwimmer says, it's happening. Actually, in a little over a month, I'm heading out to L.A., so finally, we figured out a way to film it safely. There's going to be a portion of it that we filmed outside because, you know, for safety protocols. It's going to air on HBO Max. I don't have an air date yet, but assuming it's just a one-off special, it could air fairly soon after being taped. I don't know what else they have to do to it. I don't know what it's going to entail, and he's not saying. It's just some kind of reunion. Which, by the way, they reunite fairly often. I follow a couple of them on social media, and you'll see, like, I don't know if they're throwback pictures or what they are, but I saw, like, one where weren't they all at Thanksgiving together? God, they have no lives. Anyway, David Schwimmer says it's coming back. And by the way, if you love Friends, then this might be the thing for you. You could get paid to watch 5 seasons of Friends. You get $1,000 for this. You might be doing this anyway. There's something called bestvalueschools.org. They are offering 5 viewers the chance to earn a grand each watching the first 5 seasons of Friends. So it's like 45 hours of TV, works out to about $22 an hour. You'll also get a DoorDash gift card worth $100 and some Friends swag, like a blanket that says, this is my Friends watching blanket. And like t-shirt, mug, that kind of crap. You have some additional work to
do. It sounds cozy, doesn't it? Oh,
it does. The additional work you'll have to do includes social media posting, ranking the episodes for a list that'll be posted online after you finish. There's an online application form. Google it. I don't have the address in front of me. You have to submit a 200-word short essay, and you probably have to give them your social media handles because they're going to want to see just how influential. If you have 4 followers, you're not going to win this. I guarantee it. You got to be the perfect person for the job. A short essay, include your handles. I'm just a tip. Applications are due March 31st.
Did you say just the tip?
Just the tip. That's what I said. The Simpsons. How long is this show going to be on for? Well, at least 34 seasons.
All right.
Yesterday, Fox renewed it for 2 more seasons, which is, it's insanity. This show continues. It's got over, it'll have, let's see, by the end of the 34th season in 2023, it'll have aired roughly 750 episodes. Incredible. 750 episodes of The Simpsons. And there's no indication that these are the last 2 seasons. Why wouldn't they keep going? People must be watching it if they're renewing it. Fox previously announced 2-year pickups for Family Guy and Bob's Burgers, which means all 3 will remain on through the 2022-2023 season at least. The Simpsons is already the longest-running scripted show in history, so this just pads the lead. If you are a Simpsons fan, you've been dying to know, am I going to see more of that? The answer is yes. Lucky. So the award show I pretend to be interested in is the SAG Awards because we're SAG members and they send us screeners of a lot of movies things that maybe we wouldn't have seen otherwise. They are talking about this year's award show and they've decided that it is going to be 1 hour long, pre-taped. So that is, it's good news. That's how long an award show should be. It means they got to streamline the thing. So they're keeping it short. They're saying it'll be limited to a 1 hour running time. And it's going to air April 4th, 9 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific time on TNT and TBS. It won't have a host. It won't have a red carpet. It won't have a set. The show will include comedy bits mixed in with the SAG Awards signature I Am an Actor mini speeches from performers. And then they're going to do the In Memoriam segment. There will be winner announcements in 13 categories. And it sounds like the people are going to find out that they've won, but not give a speech. And they're going to do these little mini segments instead. And I think it's great. 1 hour.
You know, I actually regret, and I don't know if it's my fault or what maybe your lack of interest, but when the Golden Globes happened, I ended up bringing up the fact that they're kind of cotton scandal, and then we talked about how the ratings tubed, mm-hmm. and but we never really got to. There were some good key wins, like the girl from Queen's Gambit. I think she won, didn't she?
I don't have the list in front of me, but that sounds right. I had read through all the winners. I just, you know how it is. We get to talking and...
Yeah, I know. That's I'm saying.
The end of the stories. The end of the stories fall off the ledge.
There were some good wins besides Ted Lasso. There were a couple things we watched that
Ted Lasso actually didn't win for best show. Jason Sudeikis won for best actor in a comedy, but the best comedy was Schmidt's Creek. I believe we put the entire list of winners up on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can scroll down, look through that. What's up there this morning, though, is that Thunder Girls. Is that what it's called? Thunder Girls.
Thunder something. Let's see.
Thunder something. That is a trailer for a Melissa... what is her last
Thunder
name?
Thunder Force. And McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. I'm like, Melissa O'Connell. That's not it. Melissa McDonald. Closer, but still not it. Melissa McCarthy has a new movie. It just looks great. It's on Netflix in April. While you're there looking at your Golden Globe winners, you can check out that trailer. Mm-hmm. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Your dream sleep situation. Unfortunate news from Disneyland. Good news from Google. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.